You are at your camp. A relatively safe place. You can always see things coming across the blasted heath here near the portal. Of course, sometimes the weather changes, but only rarely. So when you look outside and see a gentle snowfall, you might remember another time this happened. Remembering a cheerful creature that comes around this time of year. Well, looking out from the little window of your temporary shelter, rising from your bed because you hear footsteps, gentle, crunching across the snow. The figure is barefoot. Her skin is faintly blue-white, and she has long, pointed ears. It's an elf, in a green outfit with a red ruff. She has a short skirt. You can't quite see her panties or lack thereof, but those are long legs. She's wearing a little choker around her neck, a red ribbon with a gold bell that rings as she walks. She approaches your cottage, your shelter, your lean-to, the place where you are looking at her, and she sees you. There's a little mischievous smile on her lips, and she has a large package in her hands, wrapped in shining paper, tied with a red bow. The red ribbon of the bow is the same as the choker around her neck, and you hear the package jingling too. That's a sweet touch. She stops about 10 feet from your cottage, holding out the present, and yells out for you. Come on outside. You do, opening the door and walking out. She holds up the present and says, So, hi there. I'm here to bring you something. She holds it out. You look her over. And then you say, So, that's my present? You ask her, and she says, Well, really, you can pick anything in front of you. You don't have to pick anything at all. She holds the present out, swaying her hips. There's some suggestiveness to it. You smile, and thinking that maybe she'll stick around one way or another, you decide to see what the present is. You indicate what's in her arms, and she offers it to you. You take the package and pull on the ribbon. The knot doesn't come undone, however. You take your thumb and forefinger and pull one of the tabs of that tied bow. But it doesn't untie. The package feels really light. So you set it down on the ground and, still keeping your thumb and forefinger on the tab of the ribbon, you kneel on the crunching snow and pull one more time. Still, the bow won't untie. She's giggling as she looks at you. That mischievous smile is still there. You intend to ask her to help you out, so you release your thumb and forefinger, or you thought you did. But when you try to separate them, they're stuck to the ribbon. You reach down and grab your wrist with your other hand and try to pull away, but still the ribbon won't untie. You try to get up, but when you try to rise off your knees, the parcel is too heavy. Your fingers are still stuck to the bow. The elf is still giggling and standing a good 6 feet away, so you can't reach her from there. And when you try, you just end up standing with one hand still stuck to the ribbon, still tugging. Although now you're not really sure you want the ribbon to come untied. Of course, as fate would have it, that's exactly when the ribbon does let go, and the package opens up. A billowing cloud of blue smoke emerges, settles nearby, and coalesces into the form of a statuesque woman, nude, with pierced nipples and a truly massive cock. She has horns and a long tongue hanging out. She's smiling down at you, for she's much taller than you. Muscles are visible on her frame, but those huge breasts take most of your attention away. This is a succubus, or, well, a foodibus of some sort. Her cock and those dangling balls detract from any assumptions you might have had. This creature is something outside of normal definitions. She might even look familiar, but it's hard to look at her when you're looking back, betrayed at the elf, as the ribbon you pulled loose from the package wraps around your wrist, ties one hand to the other, tugs you down to the ground. Excellent work, my new pet. says the demoness, walking over to run her fingers down the elf's back, massage the elf's ears, tug the collar with two fingers. You feel a strange jealousy there, and that's when you realize that you are aroused too, that from the moment you first tugged and got stuck to that ribbon, arousal's been building. You moan because it's the only sound you can get to come out of your lips. Yes, it seems that this charm did quite nicely. And they even chose it for themselves. They always do. All of them do. She's laughing, gloating, a little full of herself, sure, but at that moment all you can think of is how alluring she is. Every inch of her, she's turned inside profile, showing you her ass, and, with her cock moved to one side, rubbing against the elf's thigh, you see she has a wet, dripping pussy, yes. It lures you in, everything about her. She's just beating lust into the air. You moan again. She gestures with one hand. You see her long fingernails. They're a little sharp. When she gestures, the ribbon tied around your wrists pulls you forward to the ground. You just moan, moving your legs left and right. Hot waves are coming from where the ribbons tied your arms together. You see that the elf is taking off her clothing, that she has pulled another large package seemingly from nowhere, and is just using it to sit on, another present. She's sitting atop it. It's just low enough to the ground that this puts her pussy straight ahead of you where you can see it. She's hiked up her tunic, her skirt, whatever it was. You can see her dripping, bare sex, and that she has a little clitoral stud piercing, much like the ones on the demoness's breasts, or one that you now see in her ear. The elf has a pierced ear. You didn't notice it. Maybe she was tilting that ear away. Whatever you could have seen, however, now you're just crawling forward. The sight of her wet sex has lured you in, or maybe the demon's magic is driving you there. The demon, meanwhile, is taking up position behind you. Her erection slaps one of your ass cheeks as she tugs your lower body upward, bringing you onto your knees. Your face is still sliding forward toward the elf's pussy, which is revealed. She has her legs spread. She's rubbing her pierced clit, moaning, head thrown back. But she knows where you're going, because that's when you hear the demoness say, "Yes, this will be your present, new pet." She's clearly talking to the elf, but right now, with your hands on the ground, crawling on your elbows, your ass being molested, squeezed, rubbed by the creature behind you, you're only thinking about your present. You need to get your tongue on her wet sex. You don't know when the transition happened from just tugging at the present to being so incredibly horny, so incredibly turned on, but there does seem to be a faint sticky or wet interface between the ribbon tied around your wrists, lashed around your hands. You're gonna have to just use your tongue. You slide forward until blissfully you flop with your face right in the elf's lap, right against her pussy, and you're lapping at it, licking the lips. She tastes delicious. She tastes sweet, incredibly sweet, and her juices flow freely on your tongue. Her insides squeeze around it, she's so tight, and you can feel her fingers rubbing her clit, so you know she's getting off, and you're adding pleasure to it. Those thoughts of pleasure are making everything else hazy. You try to think as the demoness behind you kneels down. Her tongue is sliding against your ass, probing your back door, spreading you wide, slipping inside. It corkscrews and spreads you, and there's a strange lubricant left behind, something stickier, slicker than just saliva. Then the inside of your ass is incredibly, robustly sensitive, as sensitive as any other part of you. You moan into the elf's pussy, and she moans in turn, the heat of her sex intensifying when you're groaning into her, breathing hotly into her. And behind you, the demon is licking in your ass, spreading it, lubing it up. Her tongue slips out after only a few seconds of work, and you actually buck your hips back, spreading your cheeks by moving your legs wide, showing that you want more of what she was doing to you. "Get a load of this," says the demon to her new slave in front of you, the elf you are licking, but the elf can't really focus her attention. Her fingers are compulsively masturbating as you lick her, as she looks down at your bound hands, her eyes barely seeing. She's too turned on by what's about to happen in front of her, having helped her mistress ensnare you. You feel your ass clench and relax, opening and closing, winking at the creature behind you. Maybe it's a side effect of her saliva diving in and out. Whatever's in there is making your ass too sensitive to be empty for long. It's like an itch deep within, an ache, a desire to be filled. You feel her large cock slap your ass, and then she slaps it deliberately with her hand as well, emphasizing that you're not going to be getting licked more. Something else is coming for you. You feel that, she tells you. You feel the head of my cock. You feel how big this is. You're going to get spread. You're going to get spitted. And the moment I come in you, that little charm will be complete. You picked the present with me in it, and now you're gonna get me in you. The tip of her cock pushes against your well-lubricated ass. You're surprised, but even though it's wide, it slips inside, then she just leaves it there, just the tip. But that itch, whatever it is that she pushed in when she was licking inside your ass with her tongue, that itch is deeper inside. You try to rub backward, but you can't because your tongue needs to stay on the elf's pussy, serving and submitting, offering your ass, offering your tongue. These things seem so alluring, and even though the heavy bonds around your wrists have your knees down, your elbows down, every bit of you is locked down, your face pushed in the elf's thighs. She's squeezing them around your head now, and the demoness behind you moves more than just the tip into your ass. You feel your butt being spread wide open, strangely pliable inside where she licked. It's so easy to take her cock. It's like you've been shaped for it. She slips more inside of you, deeper, deeper. The length, the creature's length, filling you. You're full of it. Yes, there. It's scratching that spot, and it's just like any other itch being scratched, the most satisfying thing in the world. Oh, you're tight, she tells you. It doesn't feel that way to you. There's just pleasure rocketing through you. The more you lick the elf in front of you, the more satisfied you feel. But the more your ass gets fucked, the more pleasure floods in. The two sensations together create a feedback. Your brain's telling you this is where you belong, spit roasted between that big cock and that elf's sweet pussy. You lick as deep as you can. The cock in your ass is sliding deeper. You're amazed. You can take it all, but right now you're trying to scratch that perfect spot inside of you against it, regardless of the fact that that's making your orgasm rise up and get ready. You feel yourself heading toward an edge. You don't know if it's her saliva, the charm, or the taste of the elf's sweet sex that's making you need to come, want to come, and you're going to come. You remember what she said, that when she comes in you, you're going to be bound completely, the charm will be completed, but the idea of not coming with her cock in you, and indeed of not feeling that spattering cum in you, is just unthinkable. You need your present, you want your present, you want to give that elf her present. You push your tongue deep as you can, your nose pushing against the lowest part of her clit, while her fingers still hit the tip of it at the top, and your ass squeezes down, you love her taste, that pussy in front of you, the thighs around you. The elf is sweet and soft, regardless of her mischievous intentions and the trap she led you into. She's so desirable, and she's now squeezing your head with her hands, too. Thighs, hands, all of her is centered around what your tongue's doing, and all the while the inside of your ass is being penetrated, spread, teased with a big throbbing cock. You can feel the demoness's heartbeat. You can feel the length of her starting to drip. Her pre-cum is so much hotter than your insides that you can feel every distinct droplet smearing and lubricating within. You clench your ass down tight. Now you're trying to make her come. Now you're trying to make her surrender to your ass. And she groans, slapping it, but you don't let that dissuade you. You start rolling your hips the tiny bit you can while still keeping your tongue deep inside the elf. You try to be a good present for both of them. You're licking up her juices. They're coming in a flood. And your ass is just greedy for that cock, squeezing down on it, milking it with your spasms inside. You are milking it deep into you. She's going to come. She's going to come inside of you. You can tell. She doesn't even bother announcing it. She's just grunting, groaning, trying to hang on. She wanted to stretch out your corruption. She wanted to stretch out that charm and that control. But now her cock's having a hard time holding back. You know, because the whole length is shivering and the veins are standing up. It feels bumpier, warmer inside of you. It's wonderfully scratching that itchy spot, and you know her pre-cum is corrupt. contracting your insides, your ass, your brain, just like her tongue did. You know that you're going to squeeze more ardently when you've had it all. When she comes inside of you, you'll truly be lost to lust for that big, thick member that is spreading you wide, taking your mind whole. You keep licking the elf's hole, making it wetter, hotter. You're dripping juices off your chin, but you're just doing that because you want to make her come as hard as you're gonna come, and you know you're going to come around that big, thick cock the demoness is thrusting in and out of your ass, filling you up. Her balls are slapping against your thighs, hilting in you is filling you with pleasure. She's smacking on you over and over. You're trying to make her come, rolling your hips so that her cock slides a few inches out of you, then right back into your well-lubricated hole. Her whole cock is putting out that corruptive aphrodisiac fluid from before. It's like it's flowing out of it and into you, parts of her flowing out of it and into you. The ribbon around your wrists, around your hands, ties just that tiny bit tighter, pulling you, tugging you to the ground where you belong, and you feel like you belong there. Licking deep into the elf, she grunts and comes, squeezing on you, her juices flowing along your tongue. You gulp them down, letting her see how obscenely you crave to lick, to serve, to be under, and she just rides you all through her convulsions, which start your own. Your ass is squeezing, squeezing tight, hot, right around that demoness's cock, squeezing it as tight as you can, milking it from the tip to the base, squeezing it. Your ass is clenching and you're rolling back into her balls. You feel your whole body getting hotter, hotter. You're getting more into it every second. You love this. This feels right. This feels good. You squeeze around her. Around her big, thick cock in your ass, the balls are clenching up. You're coming. Your squeezing's impossible. You couldn't do this without coming. You're coming. Hot. Hot. You push your face closer to the elf's pussy. You lick and lick, stimulating her even after she's come, and your ass clamps down and starts milking with tiny convulsions all around that big cock, milking it into you. The demoness comes, you know, because she grabs you, pulls your hips against hers so hard your mouth is pulled off of the elf's pussy, but the elf slides after you so you can keep licking, because she liked the overstimulation. Your ass is completely hilted on that cock, and the demoness is just thrusting in and out like a machine. She starts to squirt the heat. It fills you up so hard, so hot, it gushes back out around her cock, even in your tight little hole, filling you. You're full of her cum, you're full of her cum. The heat from around your wrists, from that ribbon, comes back into your brain. Hot, hot, rebounding pleasure. The orgasm just goes on and on and on, and she fills you, fucks you, comes in you. Her balls are clenched tight against the base of her shaft, and her entire dick is in there. She's in you, like she needs it. Take it, bitch, she tells you again and again. Take it. Take my seed. Take it. Get where you belong. Get up here. Come on. She lifts you off the ground, lifts you by your hips, pulls you back onto her. Your mouth is truly pulled away from the elf because the demoness just lifts you into the air effortlessly, gripping your arms, holding you up, and then she sits back on the snowy ground and plants you on her lap so you're wrapped around her cock like a big sex toy or a doll. She grabs you, your hands are tied together after all, and then just begins lifting and dropping you, shaping your ass around her big cock. You're riding it, writhing on it, and the shock waves from it keep you coming, the heat from around your wrists. You know her cum is inside of you because it's dripping back onto her balls and forming a sticky connection between your ass and her body. She drops you, cum gushes out with the force of the impact as she thrusts in and out. Eventually she just holds you down as deep onto her dick as she can and purrs in your ear. Mine now. The heat from your wrists spreads up your arms, up into your brain. Your eyes roll back. Coming, coming, still coming. Can't believe you're still coming. As you shiver, as you ride it out, as you feel her stand up with her cock still inside of you, lift you, wrap your arms around her shoulders, the loop of ribbon still tying your hands together, and with you still coming and starting to drool on her perfect skin. She begins to carry you away with her cock deep inside of you. Over her shoulder, you see the elf gathering up the empty box and following behind. as the demoness carries you off who knows where, a new present, a new plaything in tow. You moan, groan, pushed against her body, your ass spread around her cock, but she just keeps it there, inside of you, teaching you the shape of your mistress's member. Maybe you'll get to lick everywhere else later, but for now you're just gonna ride and squeeze and stare at the naked elf following behind. Trails of her juices dripping from her pussy mingled with your saliva as you come and come and come until the relief of unconsciousness gives you a temporary break from the new enslavement programming coming from that little ribbon and coming ultimately from that little tug.